Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart, and I have Jean Adrian with me. And, you know, this is the day, this is the M day that we, you know, kind of dread. It starts today. The M word.
You think it just started today? Mine has been going on for at least a week now.
You know, it is funny because definitely it's been playing around. And of course, you know, the shadow, the pre-shadow started, what, like the 5th or something? And then it'll go until June 11th. But then the post-shadow, you know, it's going to be quite a ways. But I think we're definitely out of it by solstice. So, hey, woo!
And you know what? I'm seriously thinking about going back to bed and just staying there until all this is over with.
Well, there's another time that we have to definitely do that. And Nancy and I discussed it. It's in July or August. I think it's July. I think it's when Venus goes retrograde.
Yeah.
There's like a weekend that she highly recommends that we just go to sleep or go away on vacation and just not worry about things. Just because, you know, when Venus goes retrograde, it has a push to it. But yeah, no, I think part of it, part of the problem is that, of course, Mercury is ruled by Gemini and it's in Gemini. Mars is in Gemini right now. Soon we'll have the Sun in Gemini because it's the 18th. It's either the 21st
Close enough, you know.
You know, well, when we get, the sun is in Taurus until the 21st, and then, yeah, we're going into Gemini on the 21st. So, you know, so we have enough of a pull that we've got a lot of stuff going on in communication. I think having Mars in your communication is, you know, so our actions, we just have to really be extra vigilant on what we're doing, what kind of things we're acting on that may trigger, you know, about communication, because it's all about communication this month. Like this is probably the one. I mean, they're all in air signs this year, which is about communication, but of any of the communications, because Mercury rules Gemini, this is the one that probably is going to be the trickiest.
So did you back your computer up? I know I did.
I don't usually worry about that kind of stuff, and you know, you have a Mac, so you probably don't have to worry at all. But I think what it is, you know, little things. Like I tried doing something on my phone yesterday, and of course, it actually was successful, but I did too much of what I wanted to do, so I ended up having, at least I did a, I made a big backup of it, and then I just put the backup back on.
Yeah.
You know, took a few hours, well, like several. But, you know, so you do little things, and, you know, what can you do? Like, it's all about, you know, just taking it easy. Oh, and even Venus right now. Oh, no, till the 7th. So it's been out. Venus was in Gemini. Yeah, you know, it's all about communication. That's all. It's just we just need to, you know, be extra vigilant. I think because of Mars, you know, it's any action we take. So, you know, just be really conscious of the actions you take, especially around communication, especially with other people. I think that's where we kind of, our perceptions about what's going on, that I think really impacts, you know, everything around us. Like it's just really, you know, it's just the trickster planet, but we have to be kind of much more conscious about what's happening, because people's perceptions, our perceptions, they can really get messed up.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what happens, is that, you know, we get caught up on something, and, you know, I've been doing an ongoing support group with Eric Altman, and it's been really, really good. Like 2 weeks ago, we did it on gratitude. And because we did gratitude, I thought, you know, it'd be really good to do one on forgiveness. So this last week was on forgiveness. We also did a show to back it up. Oh, my goodness. Some of the things that he brought up, like there were three huge points that I want to talk about. I know you want to talk about with regards to, you know, abundance and money issues. You know, I think forgiveness is one of those areas that is much, much, much bigger than we give it credit for. Like, I mean, if we haven't forgiven someone, or if we haven't forgiven ourselves, the damage it can do to our bodies and to things around us, like, we get very sick because of it. And, you know, and it made me think about, you know, a lot of the different things that have gone on in my life. And, you know, the big thing, of course, about forgiveness is most of the time I would say, well, I don't want to give it a high percentage, but I would say a very, very high percentage of us, it's just a mental exercise. It's just us saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I forgive you. But we're just forgiving them in our head. We're just forgiving them as a mental exercise. It has nothing to do with our heart, and it has nothing to do with our gut. And that's,
and it doesn't work when you do it just in your head.
No.
Do what it's supposed to do.
No, and the problem is it also doesn't work if you just do it with your heart. See, there's the extra piece of it, which we also talked about, is this trust issue. See, the problem is if we don't trust, if we have trust issues, so we don't trust the other person or we don't trust ourselves, forgiveness is really, really difficult because the gut is all about protection. And if the gut doesn't trust, like if we're not trusting someone or not trusting ourselves or not trusting the world, we're really, truly not forgiving. It may come from our heart. It may be a heartfelt opening. But if we're not trusting, it's not happening, because that's the final piece of forgiveness, is that we have to trust.
Well, we have to trust enough to let go, to let whatever it is go.
Well,
that's
interesting
really
thing,
what has to happen with forgiveness, is you've got to release it.
Well, letting go is forgiveness.
Yeah, like, but most people don't let it go. They go, I forgive you, Lori, for hurting my feelings.
Right.
And then they hold on to that grievance.
Right.
And it creates a wound.
But a lot of times we say, oh, just let go. But letting go is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like that. That was a big thing for me. I don't think I saw that before, because a lot of people have said, oh, well, how do you let go? And it's like, I don't know. You just do. Like, I guess there's a lot of times where I don't really have a problem with it, but it is, they are the same words. Like if someone can't let go of something, it means that they haven't forgiven them.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And this trust issue.
You know, and we don't.
Go ahead.
I think the thing that really jams up the process is that we forget that we're not forgiving them for them, because they could care less.
Right.
You know, most people that we hold a resentment or a judgment about, they could really give a rip, you know, whether you forgive them or not. It's all about doing it for us.
Right.
Because, you know, the winner in this, when you can do it from all of those centers and do it right and let it go, is that you heal yourself.
Yeah. And then there's another piece that he brought in that I thought was just the kind of topping to the cake, because a lot of times they say, you know, take the higher road, forgive them. Well, if you're thinking, think the higher road, then you're coming from a place.
You're not doing it.
Well, you're coming from a place of arrogance.
Right.
That you're still right.
Mm-hmm. And so you're still
wrong.
Holding on the wound.
Right. Because you think you're right. See, that's the whole thing about forgiveness, is it means that you think you're right about something.
Mm-hmm.
And these are big pieces that I don't think that people really grasp. But that's those were the three big points that were like, whoa, those were huge. So for me, it's like, wow, like that's a really big piece about forgiveness that I think, you know, I might have been able to put them together or I might have done them personally. But I think the big thing is that we just don't realize how big and how much damage it can do. But we, you know, if we think that we're expecting somebody to say they're sorry, that's arrogance, because again, we're thinking we're right about something and what they did was wrong. And it may not be right and wrong so specifically, but you know, you may have felt betrayed. And a betrayal is the same as saying they did something wrong, because you're holding on to like this piece that is that has like a lot of barbs to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I keep seeing. It's like, you know, that's why, you know, the mental exercise of saying, you know, doing Ho'oponopono, which is an amazing thing. And, you know, the man who created it from Hawaii, I mean, the whole concept of it is just, it's an amazing piece of beautiful, you know, understanding, and how he was able to, you know, say Ho'oponopono to prisoners and to do it from such a heartfelt place. I mean, it must have been amazing because he saw those people as him. So the concept around Ho'oponopono, like, it's just so beautiful. But if you're just doing it as an exercise, if you're just saying the words without any meaning to them, or if you're
wasting your energy,
it's just like affirmations. You know, mm-hmm. if you're just saying them to say them, or, you know, the rosary, like if you're just saying it because it was something you were brought up with and you feel like you're supposed to, you know, like this is where, you know, things sort of fall apart. If they don't come from the heart. And then again, that last piece, if you don't actually trust, it's not going to be complete.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people have trust issues. Like it's a huge, huge piece.
Well, it's one of the primary life lessons that we come here to master.
Right.
You know,
it's not only trusting ourselves, but, you know, we don't trust the world. We don't even trust God.
Right. I just started to say that's the big one, is that, you know, most of us don't trust God to take care of us.
Right. And which is another sense of arrogance, in that we think we're so, like that it's all about us. Like there's this piece where, you know, and you know, arrogance is an interesting concept because it has such a, well, it has a lot of thorns on it too, right? It's like, there's a part of us that know that we're the center of our universe and everything sort of revolves around us and it's all about us, you know, evolving and growing and becoming more conscious. But the arrogance piece, like where we think we deserve it, or that, you know, God should see it, you know, like there's just this piece that we kind of can get caught up in not realizing that it's wrong. And I mean, I think that there are a lot of spiritual people out there that have a lot of arrogance as well. You know, like the people that say we can get rid of our ego.
Yeah.
Or that they have gotten rid of their ego and that they, you know, that they're enlightened or that they're some guru. You know, these are like, it's really a fine line between narcissism and arrogance to really truly being in the moment at all times and being conscious and aware. There's like this fine line that we can step to the other side of and get caught up in.
You know, so many of the masters throughout time have tried to explain that, you know, that we're supposed to keep that to ourselves. You know, that we're supposed to, you know, pray in your closet, you know, all that stuff, you know, and which is really about not being arrogant.
Right. Yeah, it's this really interesting fine line that it can get crossed really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've been there. Like, I know I've done this. I know that, you know, judgments are an arrogance. You know, and we do this all the time. And
for
we
sure.
just, you know, we're not thinking we are. We certainly, most people don't walk around, you know, thinking they're being arrogant, but it really, it's really a fine line. Anyway, we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We have Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com. If you want to find out about me, Lori Houston, go to intuitivesoul.com, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart on Intuitive Soul, B Major, iHeartRadio. We've been getting to the heart of what matters with regards to forgiveness. I'm with Jean Adrian. Jean is with us twice a month, so it is usually the first and third Mondays of the month. And so that means we've got a little bit of break. You got your long weekend coming up. We are having ours right now, which has been a beautiful week.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to mine.
I bet you are. Besides the fact that you're looking forward to just sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, I think, probably Mercury retrograde might have something to do with that, although I'm sure there's other things as well. All right. So we've been talking about forgiveness. Now, you wanted to talk about abundance and financial stuff around forgiveness.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've realized of late is that when we hold on to these resentments and we don't forgive people, it just clogs everything up. And so lack of forgiveness can be something that one would need to explore if one is experiencing issues around prosperity. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things you need to look at, you know, as far as issues around prosperity, your thoughts, you know, what are your thoughts around money and all that kind of stuff. But a piece that a lot of people fail to look at is forgiveness. Okay. Who am I needing to forgive? And sometimes when we do that, you can unclog that flow, no different than putting Drano down the kitchen sink if it's clogged up, because forgiveness acts like a big hairball.
Right.
Or lack thereof, acts like a big hairball. And so it can clog up your kitchen sink so that you don't get any flow.
You know, I think forgiveness impacts everything. It impacts our health. It impacts our relationships. It impacts every area of our life. And I don't think people realize how big it is. But yeah, I agree. And, you know, with regards to abundance, I'm sure it has something to do with someone either you used to work with or probably your parental relationships and how they felt about money. Like, there's so much around that. And we need to forgive ourselves around the fact that we don't trust God to take mm-hmm. care of us, right? So there's that huge piece of our own being able to forgive ourselves for having the arrogance to believe we can do this on our own, or that we have to do this on our own, or, you know, whatever it is that we feel like. I still have, you know, a huge thing around feeling like I have to do this on my own. Like, I'm so independent. I've been independent for so long. It's hard to, you know, let people support you, even though mm-hmm. that's what you want or what you think you want. There's this piece where, you know, it's still challenging to have to, I guess it's the bit, this is the trust issue. It's to have to rely on someone else to help you, right? There's this trust issue that we don't believe that others will have our back, or we don't trust in God, or we don't trust in others, and we don't trust in ourselves to support us.
And we don't trust that there's enough for everybody.
Well, yeah.
To have prosperity.
But that's the fear that's been, you know, pushed in our faces in the collective unconscious. I mean, that's part of the way, you know, the darkness wins, or whatever you want to say, you know, whether you want to say it's the Illuminati or, you know, it's the way that it's the one area for sure that brings up the most fear.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's when you're fearing your survival, which is, you know, of the hierarchy of needs by Maslow. I mean, that's the bottom. I mean, that's, if we fear our survival, we're at the lowest rung of the fear spectrum, right? Like, that's the biggest, it's hard to be enlightened and conscious if you're fearing your own survival. So it's interesting. I mean, it's all this big kind of mesh of stuff, but yeah, like, it's about forgiveness. It's about learning how to trust. It's about, you know, not only opening your heart to it, but, you know, this trust thing, this feeling like we're safe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. I mean, I really don't think we realize just how huge it is. It's really a big piece of all of this.
Well, you know, in the work that I do with clients, a session doesn't happen until, I mean, the healing part of the session doesn't happen until the forgiveness work is done.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can play around with it for an hour, you know, but until you actually get down to the forgiveness, it doesn't, you know, nothing shifts.
Well, and that's why
the problem is that the forgiveness has to be done at the point of creation of the wound.
Right. And that's why, you know, a lot of things come back and come back and come back, because right. there's pieces of that that are so much deeper than what you're initially thinking. Like, the initial wound, it's so much deeper.
Right.
Right? Like, we all have abandonment issues. If we all have abandonment issues, we all have trust issues. mm-hmm. Right? To some form, in some form, they're all there. So, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And if you don't trust, you cannot forgive.
Absolutely. So
it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of the puzzle that we, you know, it's just such a big piece.
Yeah. And, you know, and the truth is, there's really no reason why we can't have everything we desire, have it all, you know?
Right.
And the thing that stands between us and that generally is lack of forgiveness.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's so huge. I don't think I ever saw it as this big before. Like, it's just a huge, huge piece.
You know, and if we could realize the payoff,
right,
for letting it all go, you know, just giving it all up, the need to be right, all the judgments and all that kind of stuff, if we could see clearly the payoff, then there's no reason why we wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I guess my question is, why can't we see that?
Right. Well,
I mean, you and I are talking about it here, and people are going to hear it or not. And we're not the only ones that have ever said this.
No, we've been, you know, I mean, it's being said.
And people still are living in lack and struggle and, you know, illness and all that kind of stuff.
But I think, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, I looked back at some of the things where I, you know, some of the big things where I felt betrayed, you know, I think I did it thinking I was coming from a higher place. Like, I'm being the, you know, I'm coming from the bigger, you know, I think I did it out of arrogance, not out of, you know, I think my heart was partially involved for sure, but I didn't trust. Like, I have not, there's people that I have not forgiven, and knowing what I know still.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, you know, if we know it and we've been talking about it, and like, I mean, it was some pretty big stuff. Now, we did some clearings around it, and we cleared the energy around it and cleared our hearts around it. And so I think a lot of stuff has shifted. And I do believe I'm getting, you know, close, if not, you know, completely forgiven some of the people that I thought betrayed me. But, you know, there is that piece where you know, you go over and over a situation, especially one where you feel betrayed. And, you know, perceptions are, you know, the big thing, of course. But, you know, sometimes, like, there is that 1% where the betrayal is actual.
Sure.
But if you have trust issues, if you have, you know, if you're still thinking you're doing it because you're being the better person or taking the higher road, which I think I did, or, you know, I mean, I know that there were pieces that still weren't fully forgiven. Like, I could say it and I would not feel any barbs attached to it, but I'm realizing that, you know, there's no way that, like, there had to have been some energy somewhere that was still there, because any judgment we make, like, any time we've judged something as a betrayal or whatever, like, you know, 99% of the time, it's just our perception that is at fault. But there are times when things have been done, and, you know, in my situation, they were done to me. But I wasn't forgiving. Like, I wasn't truly forgiving from feeling a safe place. I didn't feel safe. So that, yeah.
You know, and of course, and you may laugh when I say this, but here I am sitting, we're talking about how forgiveness is really sort of the bedrock, or lack thereof, is the bedrock underlying illness and prosperity issues and blah, 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 all the way down the line. So here I am manifesting for myself a really bad cold. And I'm wondering, okay, so who have I forgiven that's enabled me to have this little puppy that I really don't want?
Right.
And so I'm going to have to explore that one after the show today.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people that really dislikes the law of attraction in thinking that, you know, we attract everything. I know the law of attraction is a big energy, but I don't know that we necessarily attract it. We certainly let it in, for lack of a better word. Yeah. And you know, there are different, there, I mean, everything happens for a reason, right? So, you know, finding out what the reason, but yeah, like, I mean, it's kind of eye opening to think, I mean, that's why, you know, a lot of people use Ho'oponopono for everything, for, you know, getting frustrated in a lineup, you know, they do Ho'oponopono, like for everything, for every situation. And that could be it. I mean, it's a beautiful process. And for those of you that don't know Ho'oponopono, that's, you can look it up, but it's basically when you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you just keep doing it over and over until you feel the energy actually shifting. And like I was saying in the beginning, I mean, the person that kind of created it was from Hawaii, and he was the, what's it called when you're in a prison?
He was like a warden.
The warden, right. He was the warden of a prison, and he did it for absolutely everybody in the prison. And doing it from a place that if they're there, they are part of me, and these are things that I need to forgive about myself. And it's a beautiful process. And I've actually done a few shows, and I did shows with Tracy McBurney that kind of took them to a different level. But I mean, it really is a beautiful process. But there, again, it has to be more than just a mental exercise. It has to be, you have to bring in, you know, feelings, and you have to really examine, and, you know, and really can see everything from that space. But yeah, like it's so illness, everything comes from somewhere, and whether we attract it, I don't know, but we certainly may have co-created it, or we let it in. There's,
yeah, absolutely. Right?
So yeah, I mean, we have to look at each area. Like, I've been working on my health for, you know, what seems like a couple years now, and I'm still not there. And, you know, so I need to look at that too. And where, you know, if there's something that is maybe keeping me kind of stuck in that energy of not fully allowing the healing process to happen. And I think that that's possibly the case.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Maybe we could do some clearings around some of this energy that is, you know, kind of sticking to us, that's not allowing us to fully be open to forgiveness and trust and finding out, you know, being open to the healing process.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So maybe we'll do that when we come back from break. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, I just find it really fascinating, all of this work, because it's so important, you know?
For sure. You know, and, I mean, you know, we're here, you know, the earth is a school, no different than any other school or college or university we go to. And we're here to, and my belief is that we're here to learn all about love and to master all the spiritual lessons that can only be learned in a body.
Right.
You know? And so that it's just another part of what we're trying to achieve mastery in.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, mastery of our emotions, which, you know, which we can be in charge of, mm-hmm. and to realize it and to see it and to feel it, like, to, from coming from every perspective. But yeah, it's true. Like, I, you know, it's just part of the process. I mean, we may not be babies, but we certainly aren't past our tweens.
Yeah.
When it comes to our evolution.
Right.
We think we are. Yeah, it's just another... another piece of our arrogance.
There you go.
Well, it's true, right? Like, we want to think we're special, and we are special. But there's a piece of it. That's a piece that a lot of people have, is that we want to know that we're special. And, you know, the earth is special. It sometimes is given a little bit more energy that I think we really deserve. I mean, I think everything is evolving at all times. I mean, God is still evolving. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's no end to this process. And we keep thinking, you know, we keep wanting to get to the end, right? Like $1 million is going to be the end, but
right.
It's
yeah.
not. It's
the pot of gold at right? the end of that rainbow.
Right. But it's like we don't enjoy the journey. We don't have fun during the journey. It's like we get so caught up in the journey that we forget to smell the roses. We forget to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We forget to see that it's just a game. Like it's
we
not.
We take it too seriously.
You know, we just.
And we take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly.
And we drink our own Kool-Aid.
I wonder if that is ever going to go away, that whole, you know, that whole thing.
Probably not.
It's a good.
I wish it would, but, you know, I just perpetuated it, didn't I?
No, no. It's just one of those sayings that you, as soon as you say it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, oops.
You think about that what it means. It's like, oh, dear. It's a good metaphor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even that implies a lack of forgiveness.
Right.
Because that metaphor wouldn't still be hanging around if there wasn't a piece of us that hadn't forgotten it and was still holding on to the judgment about the heinous crime that was committed there.
Right. And who, you know, and that we've judged who the victims were and who the, you know.
The perp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we've made, and that's what our media does to us all the time, is that it tells us who was right and who was wrong.
And, you know, and I'm going to call out judgment on myself here for what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, is that in a reality that perhaps was just another lesson that those souls came together to learn for themselves.
Absolutely.
And it's none of our freaking business.
But it also assisted us to be more aware of, you know, the energies that we've all participated in and to assist us to have more discernment. I mean, there is always reasons for everything that happens. I mean, you know, World War II was a terrible world war, but how it united, you know, many forces together was incredible. However, mm-hmm. That being said, still a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, I don't think, you know, there is no way to win in war. And unfortunately, we still don't see that. However, we're going to take our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. I'm Laurie Houston. You can find out more about me if you go to intuitivesoul.com. I have Jean Adrian with me, who's with me twice every month. And you can find out more about Jean if you go to jeanadrian.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Laurie Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Laurie Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about forgiveness, which really, I believe, is such a huge thing. I have Jean Adrian with me. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston at intuitivesoul.com. We do a special. We also have a live show. And it is on the first Thursday of every month. And we offer a special for everybody who's listening to the show. And everybody who listens to our show, we do a half hour where we double team and we do readings and clearings. And it's much more in-depth and personal than calling us for a live reading while we're on the air. So we've always offered this at only $75. You can contact either of us through our websites. Again, that's jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com, or you can call my 800 number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And yeah, so that is available to anyone who wants it. And yeah, do take advantage of it because it's a great special. And it's healthylife.net?
Yes.
Awesome. And that is the first Thursday. So the one coming up is going to be the fourth. Right. So do take advantage of that. Also, if you want to take advantage of the support group that I have with Eric Altman, please go to my site and you can click on the homepage or you can go into the services and you can find out more about that because that's another program that I would highly, highly recommend. All right. So we said prior to break that we would do a clearing around whatever it is, the energy around this that, you know, stops us from trusting or stops us from forgiving. And Jean, I think you've pulled the cards, haven't you?
I've got them out.
Okay.
All right. So everybody that's listening, either in the present moment or, you know, when you listen to it in the archives. Take a moment, surrender to spirit and ask for help. And looking at what we need to look at for our highest and best good so that we can figure out and get to the source of and clear away anything that's keeping us from completely forgiving anyone and anything so that we can move forward in love and as the witness to our to everything that's going on around us. The first card I pull, self-sabotage to avoid transforming. Yeah. And that's what it does.
Yeah. And we're good at that. Like that's really the piece that, you know, that's we sabotage everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the source on this is actually a past life. So we've been dealing with this lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And, you know, and I guess it really doesn't matter what lifetime it was. Is probably, you know, as like I said earlier, every time I do a session on somebody, lack of forgiveness comes up at some point and they have to do the forgiveness work where it was created. And in this case, we just need to know that we came into this lifetime holding resentments and judgments. And the setup that it seems to be common for all of us is being punished for something we didn't do and feeling powerless to do anything about it. And that's a huge setup for betrayal, a huge setup for resentment and for getting into that arrogance place of, well, they really owe me an apology, that kind of thing. So the third cards are the yellow cards, and that's going to be, what did this do to our soul? And the soul reaction card says, your soul feels alienated and alone, which this harkens back to what you said earlier, Lori, about not trusting.
Right.
You know, because when you feel alienated and alone, it's right. a pretty good sign that you're not trusting.
Well, that's that whole abandonment issue. And,
yeah.
And even if you, you know, didn't have something big happen in your life where you felt abandoned, like even if it's possible that you haven't had someone that you love die, we still have this, you know, again, the collective unconscious, you know, all of the Bible, like we were thrown out of the garden. We were, you know, we were sent out. So we have trust issues ultimately with God. And if we have trust issues with God, then we have trust issues with everybody. Because if you can't trust source,
right.
you know, you can't trust yourself and you can't trust others. You don't feel
yeah.
safe.
Exactly. The stuck belief that each of us has is at some level we feel like it's not possible to change.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so let's clear this thing. So take a moment and look inside your body and out in your field and find all the places where you've internalized wounds from wherever they came, but certainly from other lifetimes. And these things are just going to look like areas of old stuck energy, yucky, gluey, gooey, or shapes. And just find them. And as you find them, just pluck them out. Ask your higher self to lift them up and off of you and send them to the light. And then we have tried to protect ourselves from others by alienating ourselves. And so the clearing is to locate that transparent egg that looks like a cellophane egg that completely surrounds your field that's supposedly protecting you. But what it's doing is keeping you feeling alienated and alone. And so you created it. So ask that it be dissolved. You can dissolve it. And now just take a moment and with your intention, you don't have to know where these things are or where this happened, because a lot of it happened in lifetimes we can't remember, but intend that now, once and for all, that you completely forgive everyone who ever punished you for something you didn't do, whoever made you feel powerless. And let's just open our hearts, our guts, and our minds and ask that all aspects of forgiveness right now for anyone and everyone and anything and everything be done once and for all, completely. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you from every one of your centers. And now, we all have energetic debris in our bodies and our fields that looks like mirrors. It's how we've been attracting people, places, and situations to us that made us feel like we felt in that other lifetime, powerless. So just ask God and the angels to take all those mirrors out of your body and out of your field. Wow, that feels good. I'm breathing better already. Okay, we get blessings from the angels for doing this work. And the first one is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second one is opening to miracles. I'm not even going to pull another card because, boy, does it get any better than that? It's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. Perfect.
I think Chaco agrees.
Well, you know, there's somebody coming, driving up the hill in a big truck, and I didn't invite them, so he's just trying to guard me.
There you go. Wow. Yeah, that was huge. I mean, it's a big piece, and, you know, I invite everybody to, you know, be extra vigilant and, you know, let this stuff work, because it's just energy. I mean, everything's energy, regardless of what, you know, money's energy, love is energy. All emotions are energy, and forgiveness is just an energy that we just need to allow.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting and it's fun and it's exciting if we can really grasp it, like really understand consciously that that's what it is. And it's all good. Like everything is always divine and in perfect harmony and order for what we're doing. And, you know, when you're ready, it'll happen. But, you know, don't worry about it.
That's right.
You know, let it happen. Just be. Yeah. Wow. Now, I know that you thought you're going to be doing a talk. I mean, we can talk about this more because we only got about 5 minutes, but we can talk about this more next time. But, you know, I think, you know, talking about forgiveness, I mean, it all sort of fits in.
It really does. It really does. Yeah, because I'm getting ready to do a talk for a Unity Church here, and I'm going to base it on the Four Agreements. And the reason why I'm doing the talk is that this particular church is kind of embroiled in a schism. You know, the people are they're not happy with each other in this group, and they've been violating the Four Agreements, or they wouldn't be in that place. And so I dug that book out and, you know, read it again for about the umpteenth time, so that I could understand. And, you know, every time you go back and look at something, you know, you're always in a different place of consciousness. And so I was able to hear sort of new thoughts as I read the Four Agreements again. And I understand now a little bit better how we're, you know, when we're out of alignment with them, wow, everything gets skewed.
Yeah.
And things don't work. So, and, you know, and the Four Agreements, when we violate the Four Agreements, is what sets up those things that we end up having to do forgiveness about.
And so, talk about the Four Agreements.
I'm sorry?
Tell us what they are.
Okay. Well, the first one is always do your best.
Right.
The second one is be impeccable with your word. The third one is don't make any assumptions. And the final one is don't take anything personally.
Right. That's a hard one. Well, they're all, you know, number two and four are probably the hardest.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we think everything is personal. Everybody always thinks it's personal.
Right.
Right? Because it's hard not to get attached when we think somebody's doing something to us. And that's the problem. And that's the problem with our perceptions. That's the problem with our assumptions. You know,
Well, and let's take it back to the Kool-Aid metaphor.
Yeah.
You know, part of the reason why there's still so much charge on that is because everyone who heard about or read about that in the media took it personally. Mm. It hurt them in their hearts that so many people would die because of, you know, one person acting out of integrity.
Right. Well, and thinking,
like I said earlier, I mean, it sounds kind of callous for me to say that, but what if this was an agreement that was made in another dimension or before incarnation or whatever, for this group of souls to experience whatever it was they experienced there?
Yes.
And it was none of my business.
Right. And it has nothing to do with karma.
Right.
It has to do with an agreement. And I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we have all of these contracts, and sometimes we'll follow through and sometimes we won't. And, you know, it all comes down to choices always, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, looking at the choices that we make every moment of the day. And some of them feel like we don't have a choice, like that they're, you know, that someone's trying to control us or manipulate us or whatever, and that it's not really a true choice, but it really is.
We always have a choice.
And the choice,
that choice might be to think you don't have a choice, but you always yeah. have a choice.
And really the choice is about how you want to feel mm-hmm. at any given time.
Yes.
To give your power to some person that they can somehow make us, you know, hurt or miserable or angry or, you know,
or we're, die.
Yeah. But we're giving that power
right.
to that person. And, you know, these are all things that we need to look at, but another day, because we are done for today. Thank you, Jean. This has been a great show.
Thank you, Lori. Always my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com. If you want to take advantage of our 30-minute special where we double team and do healings and readings, give us a call at 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And if you want to take advantage of the live show that will be free, it's on Thursday the 4th. Jean, do you have the number that they can call? It's at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
800-555-5453.
That's it. All right. So till next time, and that means the next live time we do this, oh my goodness, it's going to be the 1st. All right. You've been listening to News for the Heart, and we have been getting to the heart of what matters. Thanks for joining.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.